I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Local governments across the country are working to spend the last of their federal CARES Act money ahead of an end-of-year deadline. The Juneau Assembly has three more programs teed up to pump the last $5 million or so of its share of the relief money into the economy. There isn't enough money left to fund all of them, so there will be some competition. Adults who live in Juneau earn less than $58,900 a year and have been financially hurt by the pandemic may be eligible for $1,000 to $2,000 in direct payments under a proposal by Juneau Assembly member Alicia Hughes-Scandies.
I think of this just as sort of we've been targeting different things at the business community, but I don't feel like we've done a ton up to this point looking at worker relief. So this seemed like the best way to do that.
Hughes-Scandies says she got the idea from Skagway's direct payment program. She hopes to set aside $2 million of the city's CARES Act money for it. Assemblymember Greg Smith wants to put $1 million more into housing and utility assistance. Hundreds of people applied for that program in the first few days.
Obviously, this has been a big strain on everyone. You know, a goal of mine is definitely to get it into hands of families, especially those with lower income, just because the data shows that they are the ones that have suffered most financially.
The program, which Catholic Community Service is taking applications for, is for households financially impacted by the pandemic that earn less than $94,200 a year. They can get up to $2,000 in rent, mortgage, and utility relief. Mayor Beth Weldon is proposing $2.3 million for an extreme hardship business grant program.
The reason that we're looking at the extreme hardship is because these are the businesses that when we were encouraged to hunker down or mandated to close or severely limit operations. So any of those businesses, basically for something that they didn't have any control of and they were harmed, that's what we're looking for.
As far as the three proposals competing for the same pool of money, Weldon said she personally prefers the existing housing and utility grants over the direct assistance.
Those are very similar, so I would imagine those figures might be a little adjusted if we choose to go that route.
Smith said it's a discussion for the Assembly's next Finance Committee meeting.
I think the goals are all the same. I think we're going to hash out on Tuesday where we want the remaining money to go.
If the direct payments and business grant proposals advance, they're headed for public hearing and final vote by the full Assembly on November 23rd. Smith's ordinance for extra housing assistance has not been formally introduced yet. And I've got a quick disclosure to note here. I've applied for the housing and utility assistance. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.